Jim Goslink with Tulip City Agency. Inflation has had a little bit of an impact on the insurance industry the last couple of years. We're seeing the effects of inflation on the replacement cost of homes, commercial buildings, farm buildings, basically everything. It now costs more to replace a home than what it did even 2 or 3 years ago. This is primarily due to the increased cost of materials, but it also has to do with the cost of labor increasing as well. But most of it, I would say, is on the side of materials. We're told that the cost of materials has gone up at least 25% overall for homes and commercial buildings. And I think that would also apply to farm buildings and maybe even a little bit more to farm structures. For a little while there, the cost had increased a little bit more than 25%, but they've kind of settled down. And from the information I'm receiving, that's kind of where it's going to stay, is about 25% higher than where it was 2 and 3 years ago. We're seeing everything from building materials such as copper pipe, plywood, drywall. Virtually everything has increased, and in addition to the increased cost, getting some of those materials can also be a little bit tricky, so sometimes the wait time is longer, and but yeah, the costs are definitely going up. And all of these factors contribute to the increased cost to build and repair properties. So if there was a claim that happened, it's important to have your property insured to value, and so we like to see people take a look at their insurance and update it if necessary to make sure they have the proper coverage. And so in doing that, we're encouraging our clients to review their coverage, and in most cases, we are increasing their values just to make sure that they're adequately covered. On the auto side, that's something that the consumer, our clients, do not need to increase their coverage. The important thing to know with autos is that costs are going up. I'm told the cost of a new vehicle has increased by about 20% in the last 2 to 3 years. Used vehicles are up 40% on average, and auto repairs are up 20% as well. So with respect to vehicle insurance, yeah, costs are going up, and that's going to play into the premiums over time. I haven't really seen auto insurance premiums increase significantly, but I'm just guessing that as these costs go up and as repair costs go up, we're going to see that coming in the future. So overall, the cost to buy a vehicle has increased significantly, and so therefore, because those vehicles are more expensive, the cost to repair them will be higher, and in the long run, that'll play out in the insurance premiums. So overall, with the cost of everything increasing, we're working very hard to help our clients minimize the impact of the increase in premiums. So we're asking clients to review their insurance with us, and I would encourage anyone to review their insurance with their agent and look at options to help keep them current on their coverage and look at ways that they can possibly do some things that would make their insurance more affordable. But your insurance program is important, and I realize that most people may not want to review their insurance annually, but it's a good idea to review it on a regular basis just to make sure you're properly covered. We're located on the square at 700 Washington Street here in Pella.
I'm Jared Lee with KNIA and KRLS Radio, and I'd like to thank Jim Goslink with Tulip City Agency for joining me today on the Ask the Expert program.